Hi there, moms and dads. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Angel Jacob. Welcome to Raising IQ and EQ Ready Kids, a podcast made by parents for parents. Before we begin, I'd like to thank Smart Parenting and Enfagrow A+4 NeuroPro for making this podcast series possible. In this episode, our second of the series, we will talk about the other factors that can help a child perform better in school. Is IQ just half the battle? If so, what is the missing half? More importantly, what can parents do to help nourish the so-called missing factors? In tonight's episode, together with our guest couple, we shall discuss and discover why parents assume that IQ is everything a child needs to succeed in school and in life. We'll also talk about the missing factors, plus the role these factors play in helping a child perform better, be it at home, during online schooling, and when that time comes, face-to-face classes. And lastly, what can parents do to help nourish and sustain these equally important factors? And now it's time to meet our guest couple, mom of two, entrepreneur, beauty queen, Shamsi Supsup Lee. Hi, Shams.
Hi, Angel. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, same. And it's good to see you and your husband, Lloyd, dad of
Hello.
Two, entrepreneur, Lloyd Lee. Good to meet you. First time.
Yeah.
First time exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And I know it's nice to meet Shamsi's better half. Kasi sa social media account ni Shamsi, like on Instagram, I see your picture, pero madalang. Hindi ganun kadalas. And I remember yung nakita kong last 10th year wedding anniversary nyo. Tama ba?
Yes, boyfriend, girlfriend. 10 years. Yeah. Kasi we're celebrating our 8th year wedding anniversary this December.
Oh, congratulations. So 8 years mag-asawa and 10 years boyfriend and girlfriend. And how many years have you been a parent?
And every day kami magkasama.
A parent? 5 years.
5 years, yeah.
And every day kayong magkasama. Lalo na now, the pandemic. I know that Shamsi, you have your own line of work. You're an entrepreneur, as I've said. And Lloyd, ikaw rin, entrepreneur.
Yes.
Pero being entrepreneurs and given the current health crisis, no, pwede kayong magtrabaho sa bahay.
Yeah.
Yes.
We always, since pandemic, although we go to the office, pero as much as possible, kung pwedeng sa bahay para at least we mas safe ang ating family. Yung, mm-hmm. Ang importante kasi yung mga kids, tsaka yung ating parents, di ba? Of course, they are more prone to the virus. So, of course, mas mabuti nang maingat tayo. Stay home, stay safe.
stay home, stay safe. At saka I'm sure the kids love it kasi nakikita kayo nila. Kung magkasama kayo every day, kasama rin nila kayo every single day. Every waking hour.
Yeah, actually, I think it's gonna be hard for them to adjust if the time comes na we go back to work talaga, physically, like go to work. Because they're so used to us being at home. And whenever we go out nga lang just for errands, parang they're looking for us na parang, where's mommy? Where's daddy? Why are they not here?
So, mahirap pagka ano, no? Umiiyak pa sila pagka iniiwan namin.
Eh. Yeah.
That's the hard part.
But, you know, the difficult part nga, they look for you kahit mawala lang. Even if you're in the other room, I'm sure, Mom! Mommy! Diba, hahanapin nila kayo.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 years of boyfriend, girlfriend, and 8 years together, 5 years of being parents. How are you as parents? What do you think parenthood has, I'll bring it up, has taught you in those 5 years? Umpisa pa lang, may ganun na.
Ay, ikaw muna.
Of course, we have to know how to balance. Siyempre, nung galing sa pag-boyfriend, girlfriend, ang iniintindi mo lang yung girlfriend mo or yung boyfriend mo. Kung ano yung temperament niya, yung pagbalanse nun. Pagka sa kids natin, yung masok si Naila, syempre, and nasundan pa. So, of course, we also have to manage our time. Bukod sa work life, we also have family life. And we have to segregate this time of the day to make sure na we also have, aside from work, we also have time for our kids.
Yeah. So for me then, parang unlike before, anytime we want to go abroad or we want to travel, parang andali na lang, andaling mag-decide kasi it's just the two of us. But now, ever since we had kids, you have to think about, nako, may iiwan. So it's ano na ngayon, parang ang feeling is that you're taking care of another person. So yung responsibility talaga, iba na siya. Parang mm-hmm. na-feel ko yun as a mom na unlike if kayong dalawa lang, at least you get to talk to the person, ano yung how he feels. But lalo na kapag young pa yung kids, sometimes you have to really listen and observe kasi they still can't tell you what they're feeling or what they're thinking.
So in listening and observing, let us now go to raising. So you listen, you observe, and you raise your kids, no? Like this podcast series, it's about raising IQ and EQ-ready kids. So that's why I asked you about being parents, because based on your experience as parents, is academic intelligence really the main factor in measuring a child's success in school and in life? For Ms. Shamsi Sobsobli, parang
yeah, I think personally, based on my personal experience, I think it has a big impact naman on how you will be after school or in school. I think it's important, but it's not the only factor. Although on my experience growing up, talagang my mom, my parents, especially my mom, instilled in me the drive to excel in school. And she feels that because especially if you came from a family who's not really well-to-do, she feels na if you achieve academically, then there's more opportunities for you in the future. And I really remember na when I was still young, I was, as I think, 9 years old in grade 2, she's an OFW kasi, so I had to call her after my graduation, and I was so happy to tell her that I was third honor. I had a medal, ganyan, and my dad was really very proud of me kasi siya pa yung umakyat sa stage to pin the medal on me. Tapos my mom, she was, sabi niya parang, bakit third lang? Dapat first. parang you could do better than that. And I think it helped me naman because it made me focused on school. I owe it din naman to how my mom raised me, because she wanted me to be the best, to excel. So when I was in grade school, I graduated salutatorian, and then high school salutatorian, and then in college magna cum laude. But it was always second place. So at that time, I felt na parang for a second lang. And finally, in 2010, I took the board exams. And when I got first place, so parang wow, Natigil na yung mami ko. So, ano niya? Sabi niya, masaya na talaga ako. Wala na akong mahihiling pa sa'yo. Parang ganon. And I think naman it has helped me. It gave me a lot of opportunities after I graduated, after I took the boards. I got offers from different companies and a higher salary. So I think naman talaga, IQ is also important. Pero ang asawa ko, mas ano yan eh. Mga taas ang IQ, ito mas taas ang EQ. Para sa akin, hindi masyado importante yung grades.
Sa akin naman, actually, kung makikita natin, no, sa based on her life, of course kita natin in our generation, importante talaga ang IQ sa mga parents before, in the context of academic intelligence, napaka importante sa kanila na malaman lang nila na kaya sabihin sa kanila ng guidance counselor, wow, ang taas ng IQ, above average ang IQ ng anak ninyo. Siyempre, ang pakiramdam na natin, wow, genes ko yan, di ba?
Yeah.
So parang, in a way, yes, tingin ko naman yung mga kids, ako galing ako, kung si Sham, only child, ako naman ay we're four in siblings. So,
okay.
Ako yung panganay. Siyempre, yung expectations din ng parents ko sa akin, kailangan din, ayun na, mag-aral mabuti kasi meron kang, kumbaga, responsibilities sa family. Kailangan i-manage mo yung family business. Kailangan alagaan mo yung mga kapatid mo and all those stuff. So, parang, basically, if you have the academic intelligence, parang, for them, parang ano na yun eh, parang safety net na nila. And it's parang an advantage for the kids na meron talaga silang, of course, may advantage na yan pag meron silang IQ. But then at the end of the day, siguro, yun nga yung sinabi ni Sham na yung balance, yung pagkakaroon ng EQ, yung tamang attitude ng bata towards learning, and then yung nutrition nila, if they're feeling well, they're in a good mood to study, yun yung malaking bagay, malaking factor na kailangan natin tingnan mga magulang, na hindi lang matalino yung bata, kundi they're also fit to do their task every day.
So yun yung style nung parents nyo, different parenting style of your parents, Shams. Your memory, no, grade 2, yung talaga yung tumatak sa'yo, eh, no?
Yeah, hindi ko na makakalimutan talaga yun.
Hindi mo makalimutan.
Kasi I cried. It hurt me. It hurt me talaga. But I took it as a challenge na parang, okay, I'm gonna do better next time. So, okay naman. I mean, I understand naman where my mom's coming from. And I knew her childhood, how hard it was. And she just wanted the best for me.
So, yun, that was her parenting style. Lloyd's parents, magkaiba naman. So, knowing nang magkaiba kayong dalawa ng parenting style, ngayon na you are parents, has your outlook changed now that you're parents to Nyla and now that we're in the era of homeschooling? Kasi during our time, or your time, no? Parang kaiba tayong time eh, no? iba talaga how our parents looked at our grades.
Yes.
And we did not have homeschooling at that time. Maybe there were other parents who were homeschooling their kids, but most of the kids went to school. So now that we're in the era of homeschooling, a totally different era for our kids. Has your parenting style, has it relaxed? Has it evolved? Has it remained strict? Has it remained EQ-centered?
Ngayon, yung era ngayon, homeschooling, mas, in a way, may pros and cons eh. So, pag nasa school ng bata, mas may freedom ang mga magulang to do other stuff. Yung worries mo na, is your child okay in school? Sino yung mga, kumbaga yung mga friends ba niya? Are they treating your child, kumbaga, as a friend? Parang yung maraming mga questions na ganon. And then, of course, isa pang factor yung hawahan ng ano, pag isang kid na merong may sipon, may ubo, hawa din yung baby mo, di ba? So parang yun yung mga worries natin. But then pag homeschooling, although nandito sila, of course, yung guidance natin sa kanila, kumbaga the whole day nakikita natin sila. Pero ang siguro challenge sa parents ngayon is yung time management, which is kumbaga we have to segregate yung work natin since nasa bahay tayo nagtatrabaho, and then yung time din nila sa pag-school nila, paano nila i-segregate sa playtime since parating nga nila kasama tayo. So every time makita nila tayo, oh, mommy, daddy, laro tayo. So paano lang siguro i-manage yung oras ng bata?
I think it's tougher for parents, homeschooling. Not everyone is built to be a teacher, I guess. Although, yeah, the first teachers are talaga are the parents. But not everyone has that capacity, that luxury na parang to stay at home and teach. Many parents have to go out and work even during the pandemic. And I feel the ano din, their pain, especially nung biglang nag-switch to homeschooling everybody, and they have to answer modules, diba? And they have to attend to their child's online classes. Kaya it's a big adjustment for both the kids and the parents. For my kids naman,
lalo sa mommy.
Okay naman eh. I mean, I think they like naman homeschooling kasi nga at least they don't have to wake up so early and travel to go to school. But of course, they also miss kasi interacting with kids their age. Yun lang napapansin ko. Especially Nyla, since she went to school before the pandemic, she always asks me now when is she going to see her classmates or her friends. Parang it's been so long na daw. Parang she doesn't have anybody to play with. So yung social interaction lang, yun lang yung I feel na kulang. Because kasi I get it, if you homeschool, okay lang. If walang pandemic, kasi you can always have play dates. You can always, you know, arrange every weekend to meet with other parents. Pero hindi talaga pwede now eh, because we want them to be safe since they're not yet vaccinated. So wala, kami lang kasama. Minsan naawa din ako kasi wala, nagsasawa na yata sila sa four walls of the house.
Pero what do you say when she says, I know Nyla is very advanced for her age. I see it on your posts and your stories, no? What do you say to her when she says, I miss my friends? What can a mom say, diba, to appease the child na, you're gonna see them soon, or
we'll see them soon. We're still in the pandemic. The hard question is that when she asks when, like how long,
how many seconds,
yes, parang tell
how
me
many
the
minutes,
date, the
yeah,
date.
How many minutes, how many seconds,
uh-oh,
yeah. So pag sinabi mo, kunyari 2 days, or how many seconds in a day? That's, sasabihin mo yung sagot, sabi mo, bibilang yung 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, so parang they want a definite answer. Kasi definite, before, yeah. I would tell her lang na parang soon, the pandemic will end soon. But tayo din naman, we didn't expect this to be this long.
Yes.
So every time she would ask me, parang mommy doesn't know the answer yet. Sabi ko, maybe if we all have, if you have your vaccine na, ganyan. Yun ay sagot ko ngayon. Sabi ko, when the 5-year-old to 11-year-old pwede na magpa-vaccine, do you want to be vaccinated? So at least you can come out. So ganun na lang muna for now.
It's a balance, since, you know, we're talking about raising IQ and EQ ready kids. It's a balance also of their understanding and the excitement to exercise their social skills. At home, you know, their social skills are at play, well, literally and figuratively, because they, you know, they play with you, the siblings and other members of the family. And then when they do their online class, their focus and their direction and their attention is driven by, you know, seeing their classmates and learning and seeing their teachers, kahit online lang. Have you encountered any, like, misconceptions or heard anything about IQ-related misconceptions that you felt wasn't correct?
Well, for me, since I was raised to really be... to excel in the academe, diba? In academics. So I thought that as long as you have really high grades, it's gonna translate into work, or it's gonna, parang you have a direct path not to success. So hindi siya pala ganun. I mean, when you're out there in the real world, at the workplace, it's not always about you or your capacity as a person, as an individual. Most of the work involves a lot of people, and it involves collaborating, it involves participating in a group. And so, if hindi ka marunong makisama, hindi ka marunong mag-express ng iyong ideas in a way that's respectful and you know, to have that capacity to lead people as well. Parang ang dami palang factors for you to succeed after school. Na not necessarily if you're like a, you know, a first honor or you're a summa cum laude, doesn't really mean that you're set na for life. There's so many things that come into play after school. So yun talaga yung natutunan ko. And Lloyd has been very patient. Kasi it's when I met him, I never knew anything about business or how to run a business. And so it's not that easy pala. Like not everything in theory is translatable or easily translatable to reality. Parang ganon.
And you learn that as you go along in life, as you go along as a couple, as individuals, as parents. Gusto ko yung sinabi mong mag-adjust makisama. Kasi pag bumalik na in the event or during the time that our kids can go back to school already, you know, face-to-face classes, kailangan nila ulit mag-adjust, kailangan nila ulit makisama, at kailangan natin ulit silang i-remind on how to behave. Yeah. And then we have to remind ourselves din, di ba, na naku, kailangan natin silang bigyan ng load of vitamins, you know, their minerals, they need enough sleep, they need good food. Kasi, eto na, this is another step in making sure na balance yung IQ nila and EQ when they go face to face. Kasi, again, the word, makikisama sila sa ibang tao na, not lang the online, di ba? So, how are you preparing for this? Or have you, prepared for it or thought about it? Miss IQ is Miss Shamsi Subsupli, and her husband Lloyd is Mas EQ.
Yeah. Actually, natutunan ko from si Sham from her personal experience. Ako naman as yung naging parents kami kay Naila. Of course, yung misconception na tingin ko na hindi na kapag meron kang IQ ay you're set na, okay ka na. So nakita ko yun sa anak namin kay Naila when she's studying. Mabilis siya mag-pick up like yung mga small stuff. I mean, even numbers, kapag bigyan mo siya ng multiplication, division, turo mo sa kanya, mabilis niya makuha. Kapag, take note, kapag nasa mood siya.
Okay.
So pag wala siya sa mood, kahit anong pilit mo sa kanya, kahit pagalitan mo pa siya, naku, hindi yan talaga susunod sa'yo. So mahalagang mahalaga rin na nasa mood yung bata. Yung balance ng life natin sa pag-homeschool. So, of course, the whole day, dapat meron siyang, kumbaga itinerary, meron siyang routine na in the morning, kung magsa-study siya in the morning, tapos may time siya to eat her meal, and then meron siyang time for nap, may time din siya for playing, lalo na yung family bonding. So if hindi kasi niya na satisfy yung mga needs na yon during study or during homeschool niya, hahanapin or biglang lilipad yung isip, hindi rin niya mag-grasp kahit kaano kataas ang IQ ng bata.
Yeah, and sometimes then, too, it's attitude. You have to really, at a young age, start to, you're molding their, yung ugali. Kasi si Naila, she's very receptive to new concepts, to new ideas. But if she doesn't want to do something, she'll make it talagang, she'll try to make a mistake. Even if she knows the answer. Mm. That's how, may ganun siya. So, that's why it's not IQ should not just be our only parang focus when we raise our kids. We have to teach them the importance of doing. Why does she have to do this? She has to understand na why she has to study, ganon, and then to also have that discipline na. There's time for everything. So there's time to play, there's time to study, there's time to sleep. And if hindi niya nasunod yon, then it can affect other schedules. Like if hindi siya natulog ng maaga, the next day she'll be sleepy and she'll be sleepy in school. So kailangan constant lang to remind her why she needs to do these things during the day.
You mentioned, Lloyd, mood. What puts adults, children in a good mood is if maganda yung tulog, maganda yung gising. Mm-hmm. Okay yung, I mean, the nutrition, if you've eaten well, di ba? Yes. Kung busog ka and you're alert and you're active and you're happy. How do you make sure that Nyla gets, you know, all her proteins in, her carbs, her milk, all the vitamins and nutrients that she needs at her age to do her online class? And since, di ba, pwede na rin lumabas yung mga bata to go to the mall with the parents. So, yung defense system nila, yung immunity nila mataas. So, how do you do that and how do you balance that?
First, you have to make sure that they sleep the right amount of hours. Isa sa problema ko ngayon kay Nyla, sometimes she likes to like when we're working at home and she likes to follow our schedule. So I always tell her, no, you don't follow mommy and daddy's schedule because you're still young. You need to at least have like 10 to 12 hours of sleep. So I would tell her that because sometimes she would follow yung sleep schedule namin. So whenever she does that, the next day she'll be sleepy na. So sabi ko, oh, you have to sleep early para tomorrow when you wake up, you're not sleepy, you have enough sleep, you have a good sleep, ganon. And then after that, food.
Sa food naman,
wala naman kaming...
Yeah, kinakontrol naman namin yung ano. In fairness to Nyla naman kung ano yung isuserve mo sa kanya, kakainin niya.
Yeah, hindi naman siya ganun.
Hindi naman siya choosy, so... Okay. Kumbaga, kung bigyan mo siya ng fruits, kaya nagugutom siya, si Sham, ino-offeran siya ng fruits. So, ano naman, ine-enjoy naman niya yung pag, ano, hindi naman siya more on junk food. Yun na, mahilig siya sa crunchy. So, kapag,
like
ano,
all kids?
Like all kids. So, ang tawag niya sa malulutong na bagay ay crunchy. So, gumagawa kami like, ganyan. So, medyo healthy pa din yung crunchy niya.
But not every day is the same for kids, diba? Mm-hmm. Again, babalikan ko yung mood. There are days na, wow, you're in the mood to do online schooling, you're in the mood to play, you're in the mood to interact. But the next moment, you just want to be by yourself. You know, you question, why are we still here at home? Or why am I still doing online class?
Kaya kailangan may balance talaga. So there's time also na diadala namin sila sa playground. So para at least to, kumbaga, medyo mabago yung environment. Mas, kumbaga, ma-enjoy niya yung bonding time. So siguro, another, ano, as parent, when we're, yung pag-balance natin sa work natin, yung focus natin sa work natin, pagkasama natin kids natin, try din natin na bigay sa kanila yung 100% na focus para at least hindi nila hanapin yung ganong attention. And kapag time na para mag-focus naman sila sa mga gagawin nila, ay makafocus sila.
100% time we give our kids because when they're with us, they also give us their 100%.
Yes. Oo, totoo diba? Naman.
Diba? You notice pag naglalaro tayo with the kids, sometimes hindi natin mahe-help na we have our gadget. Kasi baka, you know, may tumawag or, you know, there's delivery or something. But when kids play with us, they're just focused on us. And they're very mindful, diba? For example, there's an activity. Sasabihin nila, you haven't completed the activity yet. Wait, I had to answer my phone. But that's not 100%. And that's a good balance also of the EQ and the IQ because you're also teaching yourself. Diba? Natututo sa atin yung mga bata, tapos tayo rin natututo sa kanila kung paano din babalansihin pareho IQ and EQ, diba? It's so nice to learn from them and be in their company kasi parang we become childlike at the same time, no? Pagkasama natin sila.
Parang ang dali lang nila pasayahin. So it's nice. Like simple things make them happy. Just to experience, to just go outside lang in the garage, to have their bikes. Those simple things, they really appreciate it. And Nyla kasi, she's very vocal when she's happy. Yeah. She would always tell us, this is the best day ever. She would always tell that whenever we play with her or bring her something, pasalubong. Kahit just simple things lang, and she would just really appreciate it. Yung ganong Playground, like go to the playground. Because sometimes we're so busy and we don't have time nga to just go out of the way to bring them to a place. But they appreciate it. And naaalala talaga nila na parang they look forward to it. Like pag Sundays naman, they know na, oh, it's swimming time. So they look forward to it na every morning, Sunday morning, it's bonding with the grandparents, with the uncles and aunties. So
meron din kami dance party.
Oh, may mga dance party.
Meron dance party on Zoom? Yeah. On Zoom? Hindi.
Live. Wala, papapamusic lang siya.
So,
and then,
so
sasayaw.
So, parang nag-work kami. So, parang magpa-play kami ng music. Sasayaw-sayaw sila. Yun na, it's the base. Ano na siya?
Dance party na.
Dance party na siya.
Pero ano yan? That's part of their mental and physical play, mm-hmm. di ba? So, how do you make sure na they're well-nourished? Any tips to our listeners kung paano? You said Naila is not a picky eater, which is very,
right
very
now. Good. But there was a time also that it's hard to introduce new food to her. Like she's afraid to try. Siguro ano lang, just show them how much you enjoy the food. And eventually, parang they will come around and parang gusto na lang itry because they see that you're enjoying itong particular food on the table. And there are times din talaga na hindi mo mapipilit. So I'm just happy also that we have a lot of the people around us, like in our family, they help us with raising Naila. And kapag kailangan kasi it's a team effort, everything is so kailangan you're all on the same page on how to treat the kids at home. And pag talagang sometimes walang gana, walang ayaw kumain, so I just give her milk in the morning and at the night time, and at least I'm sure na kung ano man yung kulang na nutrients for that day, may dagdag, may supplement for Naila. I also give her vitamins as well,
which is very important in boosting their immunity, you know. Again, now that the children are allowed to go inside establishments, inside the mall, yeah, to see the Christmas display, and, you know, just to familiarize themselves with activities like this outside of the home, aside from the park. Dapat talaga i-boost ang kanilang immunity. And again, you know, raising IQ and EQ ready kids in the time of or in the era of homeschooling takes a lot also from the parents, no? Dapat talagang tutukan natin sila. Yes, we are busy. Yes, we work from home and outside the home, but kailangan talaga natin silang matutukan para lahat, wala nang missing factor. Kasi yun yung intro ko, di ba? Sometimes there's a neglected factor or an overlooked factor. Your immunity, your nourishment, your EQ, your IQ, dapat balance. Balance, everything is in balance. Shamsi and Lloyd, your final message or tips to our listeners. Natutuwa pa rin ako na Lloyd is with us because I know na this is so rare.
Madaldal din naman talaga siya. Madaldal siya in person.
You should do more of this, Lloyd. You know, help all the dads develop their IQ and their EQ, yeah. Diba? So let's start from Lloyd's tips or advice even.
Siguro, enjoy every moment, lalo na ngayon, pandemic time, mas meron tayong time to be with our kids. Let's try to balance our schedule. Of course, focus sa work dahil dobleng kayod tayo ngayon. Alam naman natin sa pandemic. But then, we also have, we make sure to have the time with our kids to give them the 100% focus that they need. And then, it's the time that we can guide them and talk to them and make them understand the meaning of life. And of course, saglit lang din sila lalaki. Alam mo yun, mamaya pagka ano na, mga friends na ang inaatupag, hindi na yung mga parents, mamimiss din natin yun. And of course, let's try to balance our life and our family life with our kids.
Thank you, Lloyd. Miss Shamsi?
Well, for me, it's to enjoy every stage of our kids. Sometimes kasi, because I look at milestones. And so I always want them to like, oh, at this age, kailangan potty trained. At this age, kailangan alam na yung ABC or 1, 2, 3. At this age, kailangan marunong nang magbasa, magsulat. So sometimes we, sobrang focus natin
sobrang
on
nagmamadali
na lumaki. And sabi nga ni Lloyd, you know, you don't pressure yourself so much. Don't pressure your kids so much. Let them be kids. I know sometimes it's hard for parents to do that kasi we want to prepare them, diba, for the regular school. Ayaw mo mahirapan sila. But also, siguro talaga balance lang. Just know that as long as nahihit naman natin and receptive naman yung kids natin to new ideas, then that's okay. Walang, every kid is different. Like, you can't compare your kids to other kids and even to their sibling. Sometimes I'm at fault. Pag meet na nako-compare ko na, bakit at this age ganito si Nyla, tas si Nathan ganito. So sabi ni Lloyd, you know, you can't compare because they're so different. Their personalities are different. And the more you observe them, the more that you will know what's the right way to teach them. That's more na mas maging receptive sila. Diba? Some kids are visual, some kids are more ano ba, calisthenics, or gusto nila mas galaw. The others naman, they like sounds or music. So, we just have to learn lang to listen and treat our kids as unique individuals who have their own tastes and preferences din.
Thank you, Shamsi. Thank you, Lloyd. Just as our kids are unique, they have their own preferences, they have their moods. Parents then are unique. Parenting style, your parenting style may be similar and can be totally different from our viewers, no, who are listening. And which is good because we all learn from each other. We all learn and pick things up na ma-apply natin, how we can boost our child's immunity, how we can balance IQ and EQ. Not to forget, they shouldn't be missing factors. Diba guys? They should be incorporated. When you think about IQ and EQ, nourishment, immunity, it's all in one package. So thank you once again for joining us, Shamsi and
thank
Lloyd
you.
Lee.
Thank you.
Maraming salamat and take care. I hope to see you again soon.
For sure.
Thank you. And thank you to our listeners. We appreciate you tuning in. Once again, this podcast series wouldn't have been possible without Smart Parenting and Enfagrow A+4 NeuroPro. To know more about the role Enfagrow plays in your little one's brain development, visit www.enfagrow.com.ph and follow the brand on Facebook. One more gentle reminder, please sign up to Enfagrow's Club Mama community for more helpful parenting tips and exciting brand promos. Please stay tuned for more episodes of Raising IQ and EQ Ready Kids. To see updates about the show, be sure to also follow Smart Parenting on Facebook. Once again, this is your host, Angel Jacob. Join me again soon. Take care, everyone.